Proclamation number 6840 of 27th of May, 1957. Power of God indispensable for ascension. No soul is able to rise from the depths on its own, for it is completely powerless and can only do so with God's help. God has granted it the first help by allowing it to walk the path through creation. By dissolving it into innumerable little particles, to each of which he assigned a purpose. And thus the fallen being in the state of compulsion thus walks the path upwards. But once it has overcome this period of development, once the soul is to continue its ascent as a self-aware being in the stage of a human being, then it will need the supply of strength again, for its own strength is still too small to master the lost short but ascending path. But now the being is no longer determined by God's will, but it is left to itself to request strength, to receive it and to evaluate it correctly. Admittedly, every human being on earth has enough vitality at his disposal, and if it is now used in accordance with God's will, then it will inevitably also provide the soul with the strength to cover this ascent, and it will then certainly also reach the aim. However, the right use of vitality is synonymous with love activity. You humans don't know how much strength you can acquire if you use your vitality in accordance with God's will to carry out works of unselfish neighborly love. Then your lack of strength, which was caused by the former fall into sin, will disappear. But you will be able to understand it when you are told what this fall into sin consisted of. You rejected God's strength of love and thereby became weak, thus completely powerless. As soon as you work in love again, you let yourselves be illuminated by God's strength of love again, and thus you also regain the abilities you originally possessed. Yet the will alone to be united with the deity, to whom you owe your existence, results in strength flowing to you from God, because this will makes God's illumination of love possible. However, you will not be able to achieve anything without the influx of strength from God. For then you will still be in the same resistance as when you once fell away from Him. You will reject what alone signifies strength for you. You are still in the sphere of death which you entered with the devotion of strength and light. And if the life energy, which is at every person's disposal on earth, is used wrongly, that is, that it is only used for the benefit of the body and the soul cannot derive any benefit from it, then it will also remain in the same state it was in at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being. It has not taken a step forward and is in greatest danger of losing even the degree of maturity it reached in the state of compulsion. For the soul cannot rise without strength, it is held fast by God's adversary and offers no resistance itself because it is too weak to do so. This weakness is therefore the result of the original sin, and if the human being wants to become master of it, then he must repeatedly request strength. He must call upon the one who died on the cross for acquiring strength for weak people. He is to entrust himself to Jesus Christ in his weakness and to ask him to help him gain strength, which will certainly be given to him out of grace and mercy, so that the human being can now successfully cover the path upwards. Then God's adversary will no longer have control over him, then he will have to release him, and then the soul will also seek and find unity with God again and will no longer want to detach it eternally. Amen.